This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:14. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And for our next story, we're following up on a rather troubling headline, which is the detention of migrant and refugee children. Earlier this month, the Home Ministry confirmed that 756 children are being detained in immigration detention centres as of the 26th of October. And they're mainly children of asylum seekers, many of whom are from Myanmar. 405 are unaccompanied by their parents or guardians. So Lawyers for Liberty coordinator Zaid Malik, who's also going to be our guest very shortly, called the situation unfathomable and inhumane and said that they're putting the children at risk of contracting COVID-19. He added that the government's move also breaches Malaysia's commitment to the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child, and he's urged the government to reunite the children with their parents and release all refugees and asylum seekers under detention. And we wanted to focus on this story because much like our story last week where we talked about whether or not we should be allowed to record the police, I think this is one of those stories that has a sense of being distant from Malaysia. We hear about it often, but we tend to hear about it more in other countries, right? Like we see it on the news. And when that happens, you feel that sense of injustice or you feel, you know, like your heartstrings are being tugged. But it is important to note that it is happening here as well, and that the same situations that plague detention centres abroad are probably exactly the same here. And we see that in this case of children being unaccompanied by their parents or guardians after having likely been brought here. I mean, it wasn't a choice. It's not as if they came here on purpose or independently. So there are a lot of issues that need discussing here. And for that, as mentioned, we're going to be speaking now with Zaid Malik, who's the coordinator at Lawyers for Liberty. If you have any questions, any thoughts on the situation, send them our way. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Zaid, thank you so much for joining us. So firstly, could you walk us through what the conditions are like for children currently detained in these centres?
I imagine it's not great. Currently, the immigration detention centres are overcrowded. And it is highly concerning because it has been revealed a few days back that there are currently, I believe, 756 children currently detained in immigration detention centres. Now, the documentation status of these children, or in fact, all of the people currently detained in immigration detention centres has not been released. But the fact that there's a pandemic going on and most borders are closed, I don't think that the overcrowding problem would be solved anytime soon, especially because the detention of these people in the immigration detention centres are primarily for their eventual deportation. However, with the closed borders and, in fact, with those who are asylum seekers or refugees, they're currently stuck there. So I don't imagine the conditions in the immigration depots to be great right now.
And we gave some brief details earlier in terms of age and so on, but information is lacking on who exactly these children are. So what do we know of them, especially in terms of why or how they were detained?
Well, with regards to how old they are, again, the revelation by the Home Ministry as to the breakdowns of children in the immigration detention centre is not great. They only mentioned the numbers. Other information were not given with regards to their age or documentation status. So we can only go on what is the generally accepted definition of children. If we go under the laws in Malaysia, they will be those below the age of 18. And this is also reflected in the CRC. So I would guess, or the agenda, that most, when they say children, they mean those who are under 18. With regards to how or why these children are being detained, this is also unclear. The Malaysian laws do not make any distinctions between undocumented migrants and refugees. So they really just have treat them all same. And I assume that this detention is due to the fact that they have breached some sort of immigration laws in the eyes of the local law enforcement.
Now, Malaysia is a party to the UN's Convention on the Rights of the Child, and the detention of children is a breach, of course, of the CRC. Has Malaysia, within this context, demonstrated its commitment to the convention?
Well, like you said, obviously, it's against Malaysia's obligation under the CRC. Article 3 mandates or obligates Malaysia to ensure that the best interests of the children are kept at all times. And its obligation under the CRC does not discriminate between children who are Malaysian, children who are not Malaysians, or even children who are asylum seekers or refugees. But we believe that there is no concrete action by the government as of yet. There were reports, I think back in 2018, where the then Deputy Prime Minister did mention they were configuring a way or alternative for detention, so to speak. However, we have received no updates or whether or not the program is still currently ongoing. But look, it is questionable as to why the government or the authorities think it fit to detain children during the time of pandemic. Even if they seem to have breached any immigration laws, this breach probably is not due to their own individual action. They're probably just victims of circumstance. So their continued detention in the pandemic is highly concerning, especially if we consider that COVID-19 infection is running rampant in detention centres right now. And the other problem that we have to consider is that they run the risk of being detained indefinitely because the Malaysian government cannot deport them to their country of origin. So that really is concerning, especially in light of Article 22 of the CRC, which I believe obligates Malaysia to facilitate or assist or give protection to children who are asylum seekers or refugees.
Do we know if there are programs in place to assist the children who are affected?
I do not think that there are any programs to assist affected children. Of course, if we're confining this to children currently in immigration detention centres, I don't think there's any specific program for that. What the authorities have done in the past is periodically release some of these children to the care of UNHCR, but as there is no really any sort of regulations or SOPs to streamline this, this decision to release children to the UNHCR is done arbitrarily and inconsistently. So I wouldn't say that would amount to any sort of concrete programs in place to help these children.
Okay, and when it comes to maybe looking at alternatives to detention, are there measures that have shown good results, maybe in other countries?
Look, first and foremost, I believe that the government and the authorities should collaborate even more with UNHCR and even local NGOs who specifically deal with these problems. That's the first step that should be taken. Second of all, in terms of alternatives to detention, we have a breadth of examples to look at. In Thailand, I believe there is an intergovernmental memorandum of understanding that they will try their best to not detain any child, any refugee children, and will only do so as a last resort. And I believe in Indonesia, there was a presidential decree, this in 2016, where they did mention that, among others, vulnerable refugees, good children, will be placed in temporary housing instead of detention centres. So there are alternatives to detention, and there are quite a number of examples that the government can learn from. It's just a matter of political will and whether or not they are looking at this matter seriously.
What can we as members of the public do to try and address this issue?
I think it is unfortunate to say that this issue is not really the topic of discussion. I mean, this is purely anecdotal, but in times of the pandemic, the feelings and sentiments of xenophobia has been steadily increasing to the point that we forget that refugees and asylum seekers are humans as well. So I believe that firstly, of course, in terms of self-introspection within the community, in terms of what we should do and recognition of like how migrant community, refugees and asylum seekers are part of our society. Second of all is, of course, education to those who are close to us. And third of all is, of course, to if there is enough recognition that this is indeed a problem, and if we believe that it is unacceptable, it's time for us to push our respective MPs to moot this problem at Parliament. Because I believe that, of course, if we look at it, right, in Indonesia, in Iran, they have taken steps to release prisoners because of the pandemic way back in April. And this has never been brought up in Malaysia until quite recently, I think in October. So obviously a lack of awareness, a lack of push from the people to their respective MPs or stay from the government, it contributes to the lack of action. So I believe recognition of the problem, education about what the problem is, and then pushing for the government to act on it.
Zayed, thank you so much for weighing in today. That was Zayed Malik, coordinator at Lawyers for Liberty, talking about the urgent need for the government to find alternatives for the 756 children currently being detained in immigration detention centres. And I think that was a really interesting point that Zayed raised at the end, which is that as members of the public, perhaps the only ways that we can apply pressure or, you know, try and effect some change in the situation is to actually escalate it to people who are going to be able to create policy or to influence the way things are being done at that level. So if you have any thoughts on this, I didn't necessarily know that this was happening. So if you have any thoughts on this, do let us know what they are. That number to call is 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're about to head to the 7:30 news, after which we'll come back to revisit what went down today in the Dewan Rakyat, which as a preview is going to include a conversation about fake news. It's going to touch on vaccines, as well as whether we are doing enough to bridge the digital divide in our schools. If you'd like to weigh in on any of that, that number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have a message that's come in from Kamal, who says, we should also mention stateless children, as well as children born to parents who may not have complete documentation, to expand from just refugees and asylum seekers. No child should be arrested just because of their immigration status, and we do need to formulate humane responses which reflects principles within the CRC. And I think that that's such a beautiful point, because it is true that these same gaps that we're seeing apply to children in these centres right now also extend to these other situations in which, once again, it has nothing to do with what a child may or may not have done. You know, it's got nothing to do with a choice that they made or did not, you know. And it is important to account for that, because, and I think the key word there is being humane. So again, any thoughts you might have, send them our way. We're about to head now to the 7:30 news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.